And we are back. This is Abby.
And Gina.
From the ADRC.
Welcome back, everyone.
Gina, I would love to talk to you about the LFPA grant. Can you tell us more about that, what the intent is, kind of the history behind it, and the goal, the overall goal for Juneau County?
Yeah, so we spent the last hour kind of talking a lot about our partnerships with the Sharing Supper and also Outdoors Forever and Juneau County Land and Water. And what a unlikely partnership we've seemed to develop with the Juneau County Land and Water Department, but it all works. So actually, a grant opportunity came across our radar between the two departments and public health, actually, as well, about addressing food insecurity in our communities. And Juneau County Land and Water obviously works with local farmers and producers who may not be widely recognized in the communities yet. So this grant is a grant through DATCAP. Don't ask me what DATCAP is. It's the Department of Agriculture, Trade, Consumer Protection. I think I got it.
That sounds right.
Right. Yeah. And but it's a grant through DATCAP that basically is to connect underserved communities facing food insecurity with local growers and producers. So we worked together in writing for the grant, and we were awarded the grant, and we were awarded a nice chunk of change, about $180,000, to make this happen in Juneau County. So the LFPA stands for Local Food Purchase Assistance Program through the grant. And so what we will be doing essentially is providing community pop-up events throughout Juneau County from May to November, providing fresh local produce, some specialty items, and meat to those communities all across the county.
That sounds amazing, first off. What are there requirements for folks to receive these donations from the, or are they donations?
So what will happen is at every pop-up event, and we have one just about every Wednesday, and there's some on Thursday nights too. Every Wednesday night, we will be in a community in Juneau County, and we will be handing out mini CSA share boxes. So those are like little bags of, not little, they're like a you know, Walmart bag or whatever, filled with produce. Could be leafy greens, it could be tomatoes, carrots, a variety of different items will be handed out every week, along with some fresh frozen ground beef. And depending on the growing season, there might be some specialty items like jams. You know, we'll be working with some of our local apple orchards, so we'll be handing out apples in the fall. In the summer months, you know, we'll have some blueberries that'll be given out. And so it'll just be dependent on the growing season. So there is no cost, and we will be handing out these mini CSA boxes to the communities along with the meat, and it'll be on a first come, first serve basis. So we have about 150 boxes to hand out every week of the produce, and then about 180 pounds of meat every week. So quite a bit of food to get out to folks on a weekly basis. So
how will people know where you are each week?
People should be checking our Facebook pages. We do have a flyer that's out and will be pushed out to the community. It'll also be included in our Ageless newsletter. So it has a lineup of all the upcoming pop-up events from May through July, and then later this summer we'll release another schedule, and we'll be sharing it with those local communities. So our goal is to hit, at minimal, every smaller community at least 2 to 3 times over the next 6 months, and then the bigger communities like Mauston will obviously be hit a little bit more because of the population.
Sure. What a great program. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Murph is calling. I think he has some questions about the LFPA grant that he wants to have answers to before we continue. So we'll take a quick break and be back in just a couple minutes and continue that discussion. And we are back with Gina
and Abby
from the ADRC, and we are talking about the LFPA grant and what a tremendous resource that's going to be to the Juneau County community. Just to recap, so all the requirement is that folks are a resident of Juneau County, or
yep.
Can you serve folks out of county?
We want to be serving Juneau County folks. We'll probably ask a few questions of folks, like a little questionnaire, like what community do you live in? What's your age? How many people are in your household? But there is no financial requirement tied to this. It's open for anyone and everyone, and the goal is to get people connected to healthy foods and vegetables, fruit, and produce, and get those local farmers connected to our communities as well. So we're working with some great farms and producers, and I'll just name a few. One is Bigulki Farms out of the Camp Douglas area, Carol Wagensons. She's going to be providing us some meat along with Powers Family Farm and Summit Ridge Farms. They will be our meat providers. And then Meadowlark Farms over by the Waniwak area will be providing CSA boxes, as well as Orange Cat Farms. And then we're working with like Black Bear Fruits on some specialty items like the jams and maple syrup. And then Northwoods and Rick Jasper in the fall months for some delicious apples. So I think I'm probably missing maybe a farm or two, so I apologize. But those are the main players right now for this opportunity.
So if folks are interested and don't already get the monthly newsletter, they can certainly stop by and get a flyer so they know the dates, the times that the pop-up events will be happening. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And the first event will happen on May 15th at Lions Park. And all the events are going to be held around that 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock time frame. We will be at the sharing supper a few times as well, coming up for the Most and Linden Station area. Our first kickoff is a soft kickoff. We'll see how that goes at Lions Park on May 15th from 4 to 6 p.m.
What a great resource. So if any folks have questions about the upcoming local food pop-up events, certainly contact the ADRC at 608-847-9371. You are listening to
WADRC Radio
with Gina
and Abby.
Good morning, Gina.
Yeah, welcome back.
So, Gina, we have talked about numerous things already this morning and have more coming up, but let's talk transportation, ADRC services. Is it our transportation service? How does it work? How many transportation requests does the ADRC get? Let's hear it all.
Yeah, and I mean, it really goes to show all the variety of different programs that the ADRC offers. I mean, the team at the ADRC, we're constantly doing something, and we reach all different areas. So transportation program is one of the areas that we reach. We definitely identify that there is a need for transportation support in Juneau County for folks age 60 and over or living with a disability. So we do have a transportation program. We do have a handicap accessible van. We have a handicap accessible bus. And then we also have what's called a volunteer escort driver program, where we connect volunteers with folks who need to go to appointments and whatnot. So it is a program that is wildly used, to the tune of several hundred trips a month for folks. And our volunteer drivers are always very, very busy, as is our paid van driver. So we are always looking for more volunteers to help us out with this program. Right now, our volunteers go every day just about, and we could not be more thankful for them. Our volunteer program, it allows you to kind of pick and choose your schedule. If you only want to do 2 trips a week, that is certainly an option. Or if you wanted to help out with some transports every day, you could do that as well. And then there's mileage reimbursement at the federal reimbursement rate, which I think is like 66 cents a mile or so. So, you know, those trips to Madison and back, they kind of add up pretty quick in mileage. So we are always in need in looking to expand our volunteer driver program. So if you are interested or know of somebody, please refer them to the ADRC.
Do folks that call in and request a ride or transportation, do we ever have to turn people away due to our drivers being booked already?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do have, we collect that data every month, and we do have unmet rides every month due to not enough drivers. So unmet rides means people, there's some people then that if they call in and we have booked schedules for that day, they're not getting to where they need to go. And a lot of times it's medical appointments. So it's very, very unfortunate, but it definitely highlights the need for us to have more within the program. And that also includes volunteer drivers.
Mm-hmm. So whether people are just looking to get out for themselves even once a week, twice a week,
yep,
their spouse tells them that they need to leave the house and
give back. You know, it really, we really put priority on the medical trips. So folks needing to go to and from those medical appointments or grocery stores. So medical and nutrition are the highest needs. We do transport for other recreational or personal needs. You know, if somebody needs to go to the bank and things like that, we do provide that as well. But the medical trips and nutrition take the priority on those requests.
Sure. What another great resource. And I'm sure there's many people in the community who would be able or capable of volunteering their time, but maybe just don't know yet how needed such a resource is and also how flexible it can be with their schedule. So if someone is interested in signing up to be a volunteer or learn more about the program, they just contact the office.
Yeah. And then we will send them an application. It's a real easy one-page application to fill out. And we do a background check. And then once all that paperwork is good to go, we bring it in for a brief orientation and go through kind of what the expectations are. It's pretty easy stuff, you know, follow the rules of the road, wear your seatbelts, things like that, follow the speed limits. And here's the form. So relatively painless to get signed up to help provide that.
Great. Well, thanks, Gina. Yep. Talking about transportation and another great resource in our community, but also a growing need as well.
We'll be back with ADRC Radio in just a few minutes. And we're back here on this beautiful March morning with Gina
and Abby
in the WADRC radio studio while Murph is gone. And we're talking about all the great programs that are offered at the Aging and Disability Resource Center. There's one program that's newer to the schedule that'll be offered on a monthly basis now called Medicare ABCs. Abby, I know you're not the elder benefits specialist anymore, but can you talk a little bit about what the Medicare ABCs class is?
Is there a song called, right, that's ABC? It's not easy as 1, 2, 3.
Yes, Gina, it is called Medicare ABCs. It's not as easy as 1, 2, 3. Ching. But this is a really great monthly resource and educational session that is a little more personalized than just getting the Medicare pamphlets and all the booklets in the mail that our elder benefits specialist, Amy Goodman, takes a couple of hours to really dive into what is Medicare, what is covered through Medicare, what you can expect from Medicare, cost of Medicare. So a lot of different information, but then also offers the opportunity to be in a smaller group setting and also ask a live person questions, because Medicare itself is clearly very overwhelming, a lot of gray areas, things like that. So she does a great job and has received a lot of praise in the last couple months for having started to offer these sessions. The next one will be coming up April 12th from 1 to 3 at the ADRC office at 200 Hickory Street. There is nothing that folks need to bring outside of themselves and maybe some questions that they have. Everyone will receive information sheets, Medicare books, things like that. So it's just a really great place to come and learn in person, ask questions, but then also get some additional resources on Medicare and also understand how Amy can be of help when signing up for Medicare or navigating the whole Medicare process.
So if somebody's looking to retire soon, is this the class they should be taking?
Yes and no.
Okay.
That looks different for everyone, and Amy can certainly go through that. Amy does help folks with retirement questions and that retirement process as well. But then also a lot of times the question of when should I sign up for Medicare comes into play, and she can certainly talk about that, again, on a more personal basis, just because that does look different for everyone depending on your circumstance. So a great local resource.
This sounds like some great information. Is there a charge for it?
Free of charge.
Wow.
And I hear that we at the ADRC really enjoy having food at events. And so I'm guessing that Amy will have some
snacks
available to get through this emotional conversation of Medicare, but also really help folks understand that and make it a lot less daunting than what it can be.
And so when is that next class again?
The next class is going to be held April 12th from 1 to 3 at the ADRC office at 200 Hickory Street. For folks who may not be available for that date, they can certainly call the ADRC and get dates for the upcoming Medicare ABCs events and sign up. Or if they would like to sign up for April's, they are welcome to do so as well.
So this is a class that's going to be offered now
every month.
Every month on the
second Friday.
On the second Friday of the month in the afternoon.
From 1 to 3.
Okay, great. So people that call in and have general questions, they could have those questions answered just at these monthly offerings of this class.
Absolutely.
Great. And we'll be back in a few minutes with more ADRC information.
Once again, that is all about the Medicare ABC events that you may think are not easy as 1, 2, 3, but can be.